So we're starting with excerpt number 5 again, Rabash volume 3, the association incorporating the quality of Din with Rachamim. It is known that the essence of the work is choice, namely choose life, to reach adhesion with his Lishma. And by it, one can attain adhesion with the life of life. And when there is open providence, there is no place for choice. Therefore, the upper raised Malchut, which is the quality of Din to Einaim, and by this, the concealment was made. Meaning that the lower recognized that there was a deficiency for the upper, that the upper is not in Gadlut. Later, the qualities of the upper are placed with the lower, meaning that there is no deficiency. It follows that these vessels have reached equality with the lower, meaning just as there is no livelihood for the lower, there is also no livelihood for the upper. Hence, one has no taste in Torah and mitzvot.
Exist for me, yes?
And then there is place for choice, meaning that the lower should say that all this concealment that he feels is because the upper restricted himself for the sake of... And this is called Israel went into exile and divinity with them. And whatever flavor one tastes, that is what he says. Namely, that he is not guilty of not feeling the taste of life. But in his opinion, there is really no livelihood. If one overcomes and says that the bitter taste that he found in these nourishments is only because he does not have the proper vessels to receive the abundance, because his vessels are for reception and not for bestowal, then he regrets that the upper had to conceal himself, and for this the lower has place for lashon hara, slandering, which is b'chinat raising man that the lower raises. Thus, the upper raises his achab. The matter of raising is that the upper is able to show the lower the praise and pleasure in the vessels of Achab, which the upper can reveal.
Has to conceal himself. It's the sorrow of the upper,
which is b'chinat raising man that the lower raises. Thus, the upper raises his Achab. The matter of raising is that the upper is able to show the lower the praise and pleasure in the vessels of Achab, which the upper can reveal. If so, from the point of the lower, it follows that he raises the Galgalta and Enaim of the lower, while the lower sees the virtue of the upper. Hence, the lower rises together with the Achap. Excerpt number 6 from Baal HaShulam, Shamati 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Acha? We must observe two discernments in the shade, meaning in this concealment. One, when one still has the ability to overcome the darkness and the concealments that one feels, justify the Creator and pray for the Creator, that the Creator will open his eyes to see that all the concealments that one feels come from the Creator, meaning that the Creator does all that to a person so that one may find one's prayer and yearn to cleave unto Him. This is so because only through the suffering that one receives from Him, wishing to break free from the trouble and flee for torments, then one does everything he can. Hence, when receiving the concealments and the affliction, one is certain to make the known cure to much praying, to do much praying, that the Creator will help him and deliver him from the state he is in. In that state, one still believes in his providence. Two, when one comes to a state where one can no longer prevail and say that all the suffering and the pains one feels are because the Creator has sent them to him so as to have a reason to ascend in degree. One comes to a state of heresy. This is because one cannot believe in his providence, and naturally one cannot pray. It follows that there are two kinds of shadows, and this is the meaning of, and the shadows flee away, meaning that the shadows will flee from the world. The shade of klipa is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, however, it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and affliction one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one would have a place to work above reach. Excerpt number 7 from Baal HaSulam Shamari, Article 121. She is like merchant ships. It is written that man does not live by bread only, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of Kedusha, of sanctity, within one, does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entrances, that is, admissions into Kedusha, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sitra Acha in one's body and its claims, she is all mine, with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should unite everything with the Creator. That is, that even the exits stem from Him. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entrances were all from him. This forces one to be humble, since now he sees that the Creator does everything, the exits as well as the entrances. And this is the meaning of what is said about Moses, that he was humble and patient, that one must tolerate the lowness. Thus, in each degree, one should hold on to the lowness. And the minute he loses the lowness, he immediately loses all the degrees of Moses that he had already achieved. This is the meaning of patience. Lowliness exists in everyone, but not every person feels that lowliness is a good thing. Thus, one does not want to suffer. However, Moses tolerated the humility, which is why he was called humble, since the lowness made him glad. Excerpt number 8 from Rabash, Volume 3, Article Sanctification of the Month. One must receive the burden of the kingdom of heaven at the lowest state and say that even in this state, when there's nothing lower than that, meaning he is completely above reason, he has no support from his reason or feeling upon which he can build his foundation, then one is found as if he's standing between heaven and earth, completely unsupported, and then everything is above reason. Then one says that the Creator sent him this state, in which he is in total lowness. It's because the Creator wants him to accept upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this state of lowness. Then he accepts it upon himself because he believes, above reason, that the state he is in now came to him from the Creator, meaning the Creator wants him to see the lowest state one can possibly be in this world. In any case, one must say that he believes in the Creator in all circumstances, and this is called unconditional surrender. Meaning, one does not tell the Creator, if you give me a good feeling that I can feel that the whole earth is filled with His glory, then I'm willing to believe. Rather, when one has no knowledge and no feeling of spirituality, and he is unable to receive the burden of the kingdom of heaven and keep the Torah and mitzvot, that is when he must accept the